They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a Tuesday Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug out all week long. Damon Day, UNK Baseball Coach, back in the saddle today. We are going to have a spectacular show for you, we hope. Yesterday, Chris Baznett from the Kearney Hub sat in. He picked Kansas to talk about on our Big 12 preview. Well, we effort at Kansas. We missed two phone calls. They missed one of mine. We do not have Kansas. We've got Chip Brown from the Dallas Morning News talk a little Texas football. We've also got Bob McClure, Royals pitching coach. And I think we've got...
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Royals fall behind early last night, but rally and come back, win it in the 11th. So we're looking forward to speaking to him. Finally, some hope with the Royals pitching staff. You've got a real young staff, Mr. Hochaver, Granke, Brian Bannister, all coming around. So some hope, and Bob McClure doing a great job with them. And then we'll have to ask him about the sensational closer they've got in Joaquin Soria, who's 22 of 23 on save opportunities. And that is spectacular. Also going to talk a little Mr. and Ms. Basketball. Doug Koster is going to join us in the second segment of the show. Tournaments have been going on all summer for Doug in different parts. The Sioux Falls tournament was last week. This week we get back to Kearney, and for the next couple weeks there are tournaments and players coming in from all over different states, and we'll find out how big that is again this year. But Damon Day joins me. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
Just all right.
What do you think about Bob McClure? What do you think about the Royals pitching coach? What do you think about the Royals pitching staff?
You know, I'm intrigued with Luke Hochaver because he just took such a different type of route to get to the major leagues. He's got, I think Boris is his agent, kind of did the independent thing, didn't like how he was, I think he was drafted once before, didn't like how it went, so he went and played independent ball, which is a huge, huge gamble. I mean, something happens to an independent ball, there's no insurance or anything like that, but it panned out for him. The Royals got him, and he's doing really good things now. So, I mean, I remember seeing him pitch for Tennessee. I don't think they made it quite to the College World Series that year, but, I mean, I remember he was a big-time guy. And so, you know, Hochaver's there. Mesh, probably not the season that they were hoping to get from him, because I remember when they signed him, they thought he was be a front-line guy. But
you know what? Run support hasn't helped Gil Mesh at times.
No.
He pitched
pretty well.
And...
No, you know, if you look at Mesh and Paul Byrd of the Indians, those two guys are, I think, in the bottom five in run support, or the top five of lack of run support in the American League. And so, you know, that's the fickle thing about pitching is you can do everything you want and still lose. So definitely fun to watch the Royals play. I like what Trey Hillman's doing with them.
Well, there's some hope there for, yeah, I think, the first time in a lot of years, to be real honest with you. And,
yeah.
Well, after concluding a 17-year big league career with Florida in 1993, Bob has bounced around the coaching world, spent the majority in the Colorado Rockies organization, but he's entered his second season as Royals pitching coach. And we're pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by Bob McClure, pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals. Bob, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Bob, everybody at the chiropractor after getting the monkey off their back last night and winning in Camden Yards?
Pardon me?
I thought maybe you guys all had to go to the chiropractor for getting that damn monkey off your back for winning,
man,
in Camden.
That was a good game, wasn't it?
Oh, you lost. I mean, does it get to be a mental deal going to a place where you haven't had much success as of late, or you want an opportunity to get back there and prove you can beat those guys?
Well, you always want to get back there and try and prove you can beat them, but I actually don't know what it is. I know as a player back that there was teams that we had trouble with, and it just seems like Baltimore is a thorn in our side. It's just one of those things. I don't know what causes it. You know, we go to play the California Angels, which is a very good team also, and they seem not easy to play, but it just seems, I don't know, like we got a chance.
Bob, I think a lot of hope is with the Kansas City Royals right now, and your frontline guys on the staff. Mesh leads the way, but then you look at Bannister, Hochaver, and Granke. These guys, it's not the old, they've got to have their best stuff, and the other guy has to not have his best stuff for these guys to have a chance to win. They've kind of turned the tables on that mental approach, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, I think throughout the organization, I think we've done that, you know, and it's starting with the scouting in the front office, you know, working its way down to us. And I just believe that it's been easier on me because quality's better. Not only, you know, arm-wise, but the thought process, guys with better aptitude, strike throw, you know, better strike throwers, things like that. So, you know, the one thing that I really noticed when I had come over here my first year, 2.5 years ago, was that the lack of, number one was command, and two was, just baseball aptitude. You know, we had a lot of pitchers that really had no idea of the game of baseball, how to hold runners, you know, what counts meant what. When you had a pitch you could waste or use in a different way, and we've just changed that. I think the organization has done a great job in changing that.
Coach, with the recent draft coming up, which prospects do you look at right now? I know kind of getting off the major league side of things, but with the draft just recently happening, I know being the major league pitching coach, what type of arm do you see, any ready to go arms that are ready to step in here in the next year or so to kind of continue along the lines with like a Luke Hochever, a young guy who stepped in right away? Are there any impact arms that you guys were able to that you feel that you were able to get early on in the draft?
You know, I really doubt in the next year. I know there's a couple guys in our minor league system that already were signed. You know, Carlos Rosa, who was up for a little bit. I think he's going to be an impact guy. We have this young man named Cortez, a right-hander, I believe he's in Double A, that's probably going to be an impact guy also. You know, real powerful, good arms. As far as the draft, I'm not sure. I'm looking for left-handers. You know,
you and me both.
I'm looking for left-handers. I'd love to have eventually, over the next few years, I'd love to have a couple left-handed starters.
Bob McClure, Royals pitching coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, what is Trey Hillman? You've been around a lot of managers in the game. What does he bring to the table for the Kansas City Royals?
I'll tell you, you know what? He brings a lot of positive energy. You know, he's a good baseball man. You know, let's just take into account that he understands the game. You know, he can manage the game. That's a given. But he brings so much positive energy throughout the game. I mean, you know, last night the guys could have put the tail between their legs there and just let Baltimore just run all over us there with you know, perhaps our number one or number two pitcher on the mound. You know, he doesn't have a real good night. And then all of a sudden, you know, Trey's up there going, come on, boys, you know, just one run at a time, let's go. You know, he's got a smile on his face like, hey, let's go, there's plenty of time. And I think it becomes infectious.
Bob, we've mentioned the frontline guys for you and those starters, but you look at one of the sensational young players in the game as your closer in Joaquin Soria. Just sensational. 22 at 23 saves. This kid is something really special for this organization.
He really is. And you know, we didn't know what we had with Joaquin. We didn't know if we had a starter. We didn't know if we had, you know, because we had Rule 5, meaning that, you know, we had to take him, even though he only had played A-ball and he had to stay in the major league roster in the big leagues, and we didn't know, you know, how to hide him. So we'd pitch him in the sixth inning or fifth inning, or if we had a blowout and see how he did. And of course, in spring training, he just kind of opened our eyes and said, hey, this guy might be more than, you know, just a mop-up guy. So we started him out through the season, the sixth inning. He did good. Then we put him in the seventh and the eighth, and he became a closer. It's just a wonderful story, isn't it?
Well, it is a great story. Will he ever go back to a starting role? Will he always be a closer for the rest of his career?
Well, if you could hand me somebody that, you know, at this point would have 30 saves, you know, we'd think about it.
Hey, that's fair enough. I tell you, Bob, it's interesting following this team. And one thing with pitching, and it doesn't matter if you're talking Major League Baseball or you're talking 9- and 10-year-old baseball, it's pitchers getting on top of hitters. And when you guys have success, that's exactly what you do. The count is 0-1. It's 1-2. Those types of situations tip the count in the pitcher's favor, and that's when the Royals have had success.
No question about it. You know, starting pitching, it drives the game. And, you know what? We still got a ways to go. You know, the guys have done okay. You know, I think it started in the second half of last year. We start off really well this year, hit a bump in the road in the middle. They picked it back up and then we've hit another bump. But, overall, starting pitching's going to do it. And, like I said, I still think we got a ways to go. We can be better than we are now and it's going to help us win games in the future.
Coach, as you guys head into the All-Star break and look to July and August, what are some things that you really see that your pitching staff needs to improve on or continue to do to continue to get you guys better every single day?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what you guys are talking about, actually, is, you know, there's a few things. You know, it's get ahead. You know, there's certain counts, 0-0, you know, get strike one. That 1-1 pitch, get to strike two, turn that count to 1-2, first hitter out, keep the ball down. You know, we need to be a little more consistent down in the zone. We need to pitch on both sides of the plate. You got to keep them honest on the inside part of the plate also and then be able to execute down and away. So, you know, it's still a work in progress. Other than Gil, the rest are major league experience young. Even Banny's a little bit older, but he's only in his second year, basically. So they're coming along fine. They really are. The five starters I have right now spend a lot of time together. They're talking about the game. They're watching the game. They're talking about how they would attack certain hitters. So right now we have a combination that I've never had before of preparation, good arms, and I think we got a good mix right now.
Bob, if you really saw Zach Greinke, the mental approach to him, and a lot of people can say what they want about Zach, and had some struggles, went home for a while, came back, but really matured in the last couple of years, did he not?
No question. And Zach's, you know, a lot of it, too, is the people around him are more into the Kansas City, and this his teammates, into the Kansas City Royals. They're into winning. They're into playing the game right. They're into preparation, and it's made a huge difference on how Zach looks at the game. Now, you know, should it? I don't know, but I know it does, and I know it's a good thing. I mean, it's good. You know, when we used to watch Glavin and Maddox sit on the bench there, and Smoltz sitting on the bench during a game, and they're all three talking now. They're not. I know they're not always talking about baseball, but you know, a lot of times they are. And I see these guys, and I'll walk by these guys in the dugout, and I hear them talking about it all the time. So it's become fun, and it should be fun. It's a game.
Royals pitching coach Bob McClure. Bob, before we let you get out of here, all your travels and all the ballparks in Major League Baseball, which one is your favorite to go on the road to?
Fenway Park. No, my wife's going to kill me because she's from St. Louis. So,
fair enough, Bob. We appreciate the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you again.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Bob McClure, the Royals have got it turned around. Won 7 out of the last 10, doing some good things. You know, finally, and it starts at the top, like you said. You got a Dayton Moore in there. You know, and Dayton Moore is probably not real fun to work for in a lot of aspects, and I've heard that from several people. He's a very driven individual, wants things done the right way, spends a lot of hours at his job. He's getting compensated very well, but the Glass family's freeing up some money. They're putting some money out there, and I think in the next couple of years, I think your Indians are in trouble.
Oh, my Indians are in trouble right now. Have you seen how bad they are? No, I like all the moves that the Royals have made. I mean, I watch every Major League Baseball game there is and whatnot, and they're improving in a lot of different areas. It's just, will they give up enough money to get? I mean, look at the D-Rays. What, they're number one right now in the Major Leagues, got the best record. But you know, Boston, New York, Toronto. I mean, there's still a lot of teams. But Dodgers, Angels. You know, which doesn't prove that you're always going to get there, but you got to, I always say, is, you know, just because you spend $100 million doesn't mean you're going to get there, but you got a better chance of getting there. So I'll be interested to see if they continue to go. I mean, Jose Guillen was not a huge sign, but it turned out to be a great sign for them, and I think that they definitely got to be along the lines of an Oakland A's, keep finding guys and keep rotating guys in, don't let them stay too long, and you know, I expect good things to happen. I do love the new renovations up at the Royal Stadium. So, I mean, they're doing all the things that you need to be more successful.
Damon, and it sounds like the guys are spending time together, not just at the ballpark, but probably do things away from the ballpark together. That team atmosphere, something, it doesn't matter if you're college or in the major league, you just spend so much time together. You don't want to shoot the guy next to you. You better be your buddy. And I think there's some tension in a lot of clubhouses, and you don't see that in Kansas City.
No, when the losing starts, you can start. It's every man for himself. It's the old, you know, who's the row of taxis for outside the field? Those are for, you know, the pitchers. I mean, you know, when things go bad for teams, whether at any level, you know, guys just want to get away from each other. And it's good to see, like, you know, the younger players from what the coach was talking about, learning the game from someone like Gil Mesh, who has been around and done some things. But you can, when things are going bad as a coach, you can tell pretty quick that everybody's trying to get off the ship as fast as possible.
Well, we head to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining, on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Get there today. Call Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper, it's on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Peter says, for all those Royals fans out there, Bob was a heck of a pitcher for the Brewers back in the day. Get him on the mound again. Thanks, Peter, the number one Brewers fan in Kearney.
Peter, I know Peter very well, and he is the number one Brewers fan. And I would put him up for some national recognition. I mean, he's just not a local hero for the Brewers. I mean, he's garnering All-American stuff.
17-year big league career for Bob McClure. Royals, Brewers, Expos, Mets, Angels, Cardinals.
Because he was left-handed.
He wants left-handers.
Yeah, who doesn't? When he said that, I was like, yeah, he's on the right track. Who doesn't want some left-handers? There's left-handers nowadays that throw 76 that are getting scholarships to Division I schools because they're left-handed.
We'll take them.
Yeah, well, I just want that guy. I just need that guy.
Who knows? We might be able to add 10 pounds, and maybe he can throw 79.
If we get that wind blowing in Nebraska, that guy's throwing 82 in the right direction. So lefties are hard to come by everywhere.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Doug Costner, talk about Miss and Mr. Basketball coming to Kearney. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants that don't fit. Yet we play with golf clubs that are one size fits all. If you want to take your game to the next level, let the professionals at Kearney Golf Center custom fit your clubs to your swing with the same attention that the pros receive. Every golfer's swing is different, and Kearney Golf Center recognizes that difference with perfectly tailored clubs that fit your unique swing. Get fitted for a set of clubs today. Kearney Golf Center. You'll have a better game tomorrow.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
You can steal my girlfriend. You can kick my dog. But don't you touch my car.
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmo's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like-new look from Timmo's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm. Timmo's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Kearney.
If you're looking for 2 days of great fun and excitement, then we have the place for you on July 4th and 5th. It's the Gibbon Tractor Pull and Mud Drags located at the Aurora Co-op facility. Be a part of the engine roaring action of modified 2 and 4-wheel drive pickups, super stock tractors, limited pro stock tractors, also light and heavy modified tractors, featuring the Nebraska Truck and Tractor Pullers Association and Nebraska Bush Pullers. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy concessions. Be in Gibbon at 1 p.m. on July 4th and 5th.
There may be no cure for the summertime blues, but there's a cure for the summertime burns and bites. Get to ABC Drug and Give for sunscreens that fight against harmful UVA and UVB rays. Bullfrog Sunblock has added a bug repellent to their sunscreens. Now you can fight the sun and pesky mosquitoes too. ABC Drug is your summer soothing Health Mart headquarters. Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
This is Roger Niffler for O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations in Kearney. My father, Arthur, died this past year. He lived life to its fullest. experiencing the Great Depression, proudly serving his country during World War II. A life that spent great times with family. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, my father's funeral was a life story remembered. Innovative and convenient always, O'Brien Stratman Funeral Homes and Cremations, serving Kearney and the surrounding areas.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 91 this afternoon, and it will be breezy at times with winds from the south. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing. We'll hit a low of 67. Tomorrow, a chance for scattered showers and storms and a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Nicole Murrock. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
I'm a Capricorn, and Detroit City's where I was born. When I was young, I knew I'd always be a super live body rocking MC. I'm TNT, I'm dynamite, and I'm a rock this
morning. We're back, Doug and Daddy's show. Hope we're taking you through the till your lunch hour here on ESPN Radio. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Doug Koster, 17th annual Mr. Basketball Invitational Tournament, set to begin in 2 days right here in Kearney. 32 teams, 11 states are represented this year. Doug, during the break, 37 or 38 states and 3 or 4 Canadian provinces have been represented in the last 17 years. The talent pool comes and goes, but this year it's coming to Kearney.
Yeah, I think this is one of the better ones we've had in a couple of years. A couple of big-name kids that we have coming in. There's a program called Wisconsin Playground Warriors that has a 6'11 kid, Evan Anderson from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, that is a consensus top 10 player in the country. He just recently verbaled to the University of Wisconsin, picked the Badgers over. He had offers from Boston College, UCLA, North Carolina. All those schools were all in on him. And he's going to stay home, play for the Badgers in 2 years. He's actually only going to be a junior.
That's interesting because the level of these kids, it's everybody that's going to be a senior is involved in this tournament, but you've also added a younger division of kids for this year's tournament.
On the girls' side.
On the girls' side.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, so
these are two separate tournaments.
Right. We actually have two events kind of running simultaneous this weekend. We have the 32 boys' teams, and then we have 16 girls' teams, 9th and 10th grade teams. They're kind of the younger teams in programs that will be here next week playing in the bigger, older Miss Basketball Tournament.
You know, a lot of people that follow this Mr. Basketball Tournament remember people like Chris Duhon has played here. Terrell Suggs has played here. Terrell Suggs, you were informing us, has actually sponsored a team. They've got another standout, another big kid, 6'11".
Yeah, Terrell Suggs played here in 1999 on a team with Channing Frye, who now plays on the Portland Trailblazers.
He's okay.
Yeah. And Suggs actually sponsors a team from Arizona. They're bringing two squads. They have a 6'11 kid, Josh Amaya, that's going to be a junior as well, that's being recruited by most of the Pac-10 schools. And so they'll be a fun team to watch. And maybe hopefully sometime in the bracket that those two big kids might match up and play.
Doug, when you're lining up the brackets, the pools, how do you, is there any one way scientifically, or do you talk to the coaches, or it's kind of it's a draw out of a hat?
First thing we try and do is match teams up with people from different regions that they don't normally see and stuff. You know, we don't want to have two Nebraska teams or two Kansas teams in the same pool and stuff. But the teams all fill out player profile sheets and stuff, and so we have a pretty good idea of the talent level of the kids and kind of some bio stuff on the kids and teams and stuff. And, you know, a lot of the programs are back each year, so you get a pretty good feel. So just try and make sure you don't have those top couple of teams in the same pool right off the bat.
Doug Koster represents Mr. Basketball Invitational. 17th year in a row it's come to Kearney. Doug, I guess for people that are interested, this goes on this weekend, then Ms. Basketball comes next weekend. We'll talk about Ms. Basketball a lot more next week, but that is a 64-team tournament that has advanced from 32 teams. So the invasion of kids and teams really next week will probably be more than this week, but nonetheless, this is the premier boys tournament really in the Midwest this summer.
I think it's maybe not quite the level that it was as far as the number of Division I kids that we had in the past, just because of where we fall with NCAA dates and things like that, and the amount of tournaments and stuff. And but very good Division II NEI junior college recruiting ground, and sprinkling those Division I kids. And this year, I think we got a couple of couple of good ones that in 3-4 years from now, you know, we'll be talking about a kid like Evan Anderson who, you know, I mean, the Badgers are, you know, always in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, you know, that kind of deal. And, in fact, this Evan Anderson kid, very good friends with Brian Butch, who was the MVP of our tournament in 2001, went on, had a great career at the University of Wisconsin, and right now is kind of going to some of the NBA draft camps and things like that and stuff, trying out with some of the teams. And well, actually, and that, now that has passed, but he didn't get drafted, but he's going to some of the free agent camp deals.
That probably, that's like a Merrick situation.
Yeah, he's a 6'11 kid. You know, he's probably going to end up playing overseas, you know, have a great career overseas and then come back to the United States. But, you know, Evan's probably and Brian Butch at that time was his senior season ended up. He was one of the top five. He was USA Today first team All-American with LeBron James. You know, those were two of the top five kids that season, and Evan Anderson's already, Rivals.com has him number 5, and every magazine has him in the top 10.
Interesting stuff. The talent is coming to Kearney. For local talent, local teams, who do we have this year?
The Runza Slamfest Stars, a team made up of kids from central Nebraska. You know, Adam Lease from Kearney Catholic, Caleb Henry from Loup City, Jake Hamburger from St. Cecilia. Some kids, you know, obviously from the Gavin Bloom from Minden, Todd Welniak from Ord, and Spencer Fahey from GICC and stuff. So good team. They finished 3-0 last weekend in their pool up in Sioux Falls, and then lost in the first round of the tournament to a Minnesota team that actually went on to win the tournament.
Busy time of the year. If people want to come out and watch it, all the gyms, really. I mean, just if you want to see basketball and are looking for something to do for an afternoon, pick the gym you want to go to, and it's open to you.
Yeah, most of the games are at UNK. On Thursday we start, we'll have two courts going with boys' games on all day Thursday. We start at 9 o'clock in the morning, go till 11 o'clock at night, and then the younger girls' tournament, the 9th, 10th grade girls' tournament, will be going on the same time over at Kearney Catholic at the Cope Coliseum. And then Friday the games kind of start moving around, boys and girls on different courts and stuff. But, yeah, we're at UNK Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday all day, and then have the Kearney Senior All-Star Game on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, followed by the Boys Championship Game at 7 o'clock.
Well, Doug, appreciate you stopping by. As always, look forward to talking about Ms. Basketball next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, well, you can't take a deep breath now, but in 2 weeks you may be able to relax a little bit and enjoy the fourth for what you – well, you won't have a whole lot of time to enjoy the fourth.
I'll look outside and look at the fireworks from the gym probably this weekend.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you stopping by. Doug Koster, 17th annual – Mr. Basketball, 32 teams. We're going to take another break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia after the break. We're also going to catch up with Chip Brown. Our Big 12 preview continues with Texas after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in the depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Jeffrey Estelle.
Thank you, Ed. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the first question. Will and his wife are on their way to Mount Cheyenne, Colorado in their Hummer H3. The H3 comes standard with a 100,000-mile, 5-year transferable powertrain warranty, Stabilitrack stability enhancement, and features over 56.4 cubic feet of cargo space. Now, if his wife claims to be a size 4, how many shopping bags can she fit in the back? What if your wife was like,
well, if your answer was Hummer, you'd be correct. Because to get to some of the most exotic places on Earth, like Mount Cheyenne, you'll need one of the most capable vehicles on Earth. Hummer, welcome to the open.
Whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details. Cargo and load capacity are limited by weight and distribution. To find out more about the 2008 Hummer H3, visit your local Hummer dealer or visit Hummer.com to find a dealer near you.
History comes alive the first week of July in Hastings as Chautauqua 2008 brings back the 1930s. It's trouble. It's political unrest. It's optimism. See performances by scholars who not only talk about but perform as some of the famous and infamous of the 1930s.
We are definitely rebuilding our political and economic...
President Franklin Roosevelt. Humorist Will Rogers.
Here comes today's loan with government money. They don't say no. I can't take it out.
Evangelist Amy Semple McPherson.
The haven of rest.
Senator Huey Kingfish Long.
Something else for the American people to consume.
And Harlem folklorist Zora Neale Hurston.
God, I want to go down.
two performances each night in the Chautauqua Park Pavilion at 7 and 7:30. You can take part in the workshops and hands-on displays. Look for free pamphlets around town or check the schedule or download a pamphlet at hastingslink.com. Click on the Chautauqua logo for the schedule and other web links. Everything's free. Be part of Chautauqua Hastings 2008, July 2nd through the 6th.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 91 this afternoon, and it will be breezy at times with winds from the south. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing. We'll hit a low of 67. Tomorrow, a chance for scattered showers and storms and a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Nicole Murrock. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Hour back, Doug and Daddy Show. Going to effort Chip Brown here coming out of this break. But we've got emails coming in. Dent Popper inbox. Damon.
Oh, Kearney Colonels Baseball, led by UNK alum Nick Beglin. The Colonels are 8-1 on the season, currently ranked 6th in the NBA, Nebraska Baseball Association Class A rankings. Currently ranked 6th. They're leading the Central Nebraska League after a big sweep this weekend over Max Vineyard and the Crozad Wrecking Crew. So Nick and Beglin, Chappie and the boys must have them rolling. I have not been out yet to see them play, but I'm definitely impressed to see that they are ranked 6th in the state.
So. Well, this deal keeps getting bigger. The Colonel's actually hosting the state tournament.
That's an unofficial announcement. It's unofficial at this point, but yeah, the state tournament will be held here in Kearney unofficially. I don't know if you can really say that unofficially, but then announce it to everybody that it's probably going to happen. But there's just some little semantic things and some other things like that. But it's good to see. It's good to see guys with the opportunities to play baseball after college or after high school for guys that don't go on to college. And so it's good to see. It's good to see that those guys are getting out there and winning.
Well, it's good to see they're doing something constructive because I know some of these monkeys.
At least they're not out lighting off fireworks outside my house.
But speaking of that, if you need fireworks, TD Shack number 32, Dairy Queen North, is a place to get them. Great selection.
It is the scourge on society.
Oh, don't stop.
Fireworks are the scourge of society.
Oh, Lord. This, well, nonetheless, it has returned. Jeff in Kearney says, has TD Shack number 32 made a return for the 08 fireworks season? P.S. It's peanut butter jelly time. Well, Jeff, if you'd listened to the show right at the start of it, you would have heard peanut butter jelly time. Yes, it's returned. Dairy Queen North. Thanks, Jeff. Powder Blue Royals fan. Appreciate that email to the Dent Popper inbox. Look forward to that. We're pleased to be joined right now in our Big 12 preview. Texas Longhorns, and we're pleased to be joined by Downtown Chip Brown here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, what's going on in Austin?
What is going on in the heartland of America, my friends?
Well, it's warming up. It's warming up. 93 today.
Well, you know, that's almost too warm, isn't it?
It is almost too warm.
Can we dial that down a little bit?
Well, we got 2 days, and it's supposed to be 79.
Oh, see, we can't, we would do anything for 93 degrees right now.
What are you at?
Oh, we're at a cool 103.
Well, but you were in Michigan the last couple weeks on vacation.
Yes, don't remind me. Oh, okay, please remind me. No, it was beautiful. My dad has a house up on Lake Michigan, so it was the waves rolling in on the beach. Don't get me started.
Well, Chip, we have you on to talk Texas football because you are the man in the know, and I think for the first time in a long time, when you're talking Texas football, and you just say to the casual fan, name Texas players, I think the initial reaction of a Big 12 fan out there is Colt McCoy. Okay, and then who?
Yeah.
Nobody can come up with another name, and that is the first time that I can remember that ever happening. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where it is. I mean, the funny thing is that, you know, Mack Brown gets credit for all these incredible recruiting classes, so you know there's talent there. But that's always sort of been the case with Mack Brown. Will that talent reach its potential? or will it underachieve? And we've seen it underachieve over the years. And then, of course, the Vince Young era, Texas fans get a little weepy, misty. You know, they pull out their Live the Dream DVDs and watch the 05 season over and over again. But, yeah, I mean, this is a season coming in where you say, where's the speed? Where's the playmaking on defense? And Will Muschamp coming in as the new defensive coordinator from Auburn immediately gets the benefit of the doubt, because this is a guy who has won a national championship under Nick Saban at LSU, coached the Miami Dolphins defense under Saban in 05, and is just a fire breather. I think he's the next Bob Stoops. But he's got inexperience to work with. How quickly he can bring them along, he can be a hero if he can get the young players in the secondary to play at a high level and create some kind of a pass rush, which has just been the great missing link at Texas. I mean, they've had two double-digit sackers in the last 15 years, two. Aaron Humphrey and Tim Crowder. And the linebackers here have been terrible. You know, only two first-round draft pick linebackers at Texas in the history of the program, Tommy Nobis and Derek Johnson. So, you know, that's where I wrote a big story about it. Where are the linebackers at Texas? How come all these other powers can find them? Texas can't. But that defense has been horrible, and they've got to be really good, because this offense is going to have to break in some new playmakers.
Well, they only return four guys on the defensive side of the ball as well. Will he have any talent at all to work with down there and make the defense get people off the field?
Well, the big source of debate down here last year was whether the right linebackers were on the field. Dwayne Akina came in as defensive coordinator after working with the secondary. He'd never been a defensive coordinator. He'd been an offensive coordinator at Arizona. But that experiment didn't work. He stuck with veteran linebackers, Robert Killebrew, Scott Derry, and Rashad Bobineau, guys who bled for that national championship team, when the real deal appears to be this group of sophomores, now juniors, Sergio Kindle, Jared Norton, and Rod McElroy. It's their time. They've got to do it, and they're beasts. I mean, you know, on paper, they look incredible. They're all, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 240, and can run. So you would think Muschamp will be able to generate some kind of a pass rush, because he's moved, you know, defensive ends inside. Lamar Houston's gone inside. Aaron Lewis will go inside. These are guys who've been able to rush the passer with some success from the edge. So he's looking for speed, and he's got speed in the secondary. We just haven't seen it play. Guys like Shockey Brown and Curtis Brown should be household names for Texas by the end of this year. No one's seen them play because Dwayne Akina refused to put them on the field last year. Even though it was the worst pass defense in the history of Texas football last year.
Shockey Brown, Foswit Whitaker. What's going on with these guys' names?
I'm telling you. I mean, if these guys can live up to half the excitement of their names, then you know, fans might be in for a treat. But right now, I see this Texas team, you know, losing three games, much like last year, maybe 9-3 going into the bowl game. They've got an unbelievable stretch of at Colorado to open the Big 12, then Dallas for the Oklahoma rivalry, and then Missouri in Austin the week after the Oklahoma game, which is always an emotional game where the players have to, you know, regroup quickly. Last year, you know, Texas struggled in that stretch. They suffered the loss to Oklahoma, and then lost their worst home loss under Mack Brown to Kansas State. And I just don't know that the leadership is there. Colt McCoy's a good player, but he's got a young offensive line. You want to be really, really solid in the offensive line. I don't know that they are. Their defensive line will be fine, and they've got talent on defense. I think it's going to take a little while for this team to gel.
Chip Brown, Dallas Morning News, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, you bring up Colt McCoy. Is he enough of a leader to lead the Texas football team? Through thick and thin, is he the guy?
He is the guy. I mean, he's led some amazing comebacks. Nebraska fans saw it up there 2 years ago in the snow.
Thanks for bringing that up, Chip.
Sorry. But he led that drive into the snow for the field goal. Of course, Aaron Ross saved that game by knocking the ball loose from Terrence Nunn, right?
Right.
Late in that game. But, you know, he's the guy. He led the biggest comeback in the history of Texas football on the road at Tech that same year, down 21-0. He leads them back. So he's a leader. He can do it. But the running game has been such a mystery at Texas when there have not been players named Ricky Williams or Vince Young. And last year, oddly enough, Texas found its running game with 13:05 left in the fourth quarter against Nebraska. It was the zone read, and it was run by John Childs, the backup quarterback. And then Colt McCoy proved to be effective enough running that play the rest of the year that they actually had better running numbers than the first nine games would lead you to believe. I mean, Jamal Charles set a record for running backs against Nebraska that day with 290 and 216 of it in the fourth quarter. We don't know if Vondrell McGee or Fozzie Whitaker can be, you know, half as good, whatever, as Jamal Charles. But if Colt McCoy has to be the guy who gets that running game going by getting out on the edge and running around, that just doesn't inspire very many people.
Chip, Texas under Mack Brown in his 10 seasons there has never finished in the South lower than second. Is this a year they finally fall?
You know, it could be just because Texas Tech, that team is getting a lot of print. But I do believe that that is a group that is really cohesive. They've got great leadership. And I think that they are for real this year, and they get Texas in Lubbock. And I think that this is a year with Will Muschamp, you know, trying, you know, of course, at that time, it'll be deep in the season. That defense may have grown up quite a bit. But you just, if Texas Tech's key players stay healthy this year, i.e. Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree, Brandon Williams on defense, they've got an experienced secondary. They're just ready, and they get the schedule where they want it, with the exception of Oklahoma, and they're playing in Norman. Of course, they beat them last year. They beat OU last year without Sam Bradford in Lubbock. So I think this team's growing up. Crabtree and Harrell give them a ton of swagger when they walk on the field. Kind of remind me, you know, of those teams where you have a special player, a Vince Young, a Tommy Frazier. I'm not putting them in that class, but they've got those kind of players. They've got a swagger to them that they've never had. Whereas Texas, where's their swagger coming from? You know, Colt McCoy needs a guy who can stretch the field. They saw that last year. When Lima Swede went down, they had no one to stretch the field. The offense bogged down. Colt McCoy threw a ton of interceptions. You know, who's that guy going to be? We don't know. It may all, you know, turn out after fall camp. But at this point, you know, you look at it and say, yeah, I would give the edge to Texas Tech in that game in Lubbock.
Dallas Morning News. Chip Brown joins us on the Doug and Dave Show. Chip, before we let you go, Big 12 quarterback preseason, your quarterback of the year and your player of the year in the Big 12.
You know what? I'm trying to convince myself that Missouri can win the national championship. So I'm going to say Chase Daniel because I think what that guy's done is unbelievable. And I think he has been to Gary Pinkel what a Tommy Frazier was to Tom Osborne, what a Vince Young was to Mack Brown. And I think that they've got so much leadership all over the field. If they stay healthy, if they can get OU in Kansas City for the Big 12 championship game, maybe Chase Daniel doesn't let this one get away. And I think the game of the year for Missouri is Chase Daniel right here in Austin playing Texas after they didn't recruit him until late when Texas lost some quarterback commitments. And Chase Daniel said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to Missouri.
Fair enough. Chip, you're the best.
Hey, you guys, get that temperature down and enjoy the nice, cool summer weather.
Hey, can we eat a steak with you in Kansas City?
Let's do it.
That's a promise, Chip. You just
Let's
made
do
one.
Do it. July, what were we, 3 weeks away? 3 weeks today.
We are 3 weeks away. We'll see you in Kansas City, and we look forward to talking to you again, Chip.
All right, you got it.
Chip Brown, always great to talk. Very, very knowledgeable. Chip does a radio show in Austin every afternoon, 2 to 4. I believe it's an ESPN affiliate in Austin, Texas. Writes for the Dallas Morning News. Great to catch up with him. Derek informs we got to take a short break. When we come back, Tuesday Troutman's Trivia and more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell, but for one reason or another, your current position isn't what you hoped it would be. If you appreciate the opportunity not only to sell a concept, but to have a hand in its creation, then ESPN Radio Superstation
needs a person like you. Among the great things about being an ESPN Radio account executive is the freedom to create marketing plans that associate local businesses with sports and sports marketing, using radio and the internet. Plus, like any good sales opportunity, the control you crave in creating and fulfilling your personal success goals. We can't train someone to be motivated, honest, and organized. We hope you'll bring that to the table yourself. However, we do provide state-of-the-art industry training. So if you're ready to start on the road to a career where $50,000 and beyond is realistic, then send your inquiries and resume, if you have one, to General Manager at ESPNSuperstation.com, an equal opportunity employer. Log on to Nebraska Job Link or ESPNSuperstation.com for a full job description.
The Gothenburg Pony Express Rodeo is July 3rd and 4th, and Mi Ranchito knows there is something for everyone. So come enjoy the fireworks, Boy Scout barbecue, awesome mutton busting, Junior Rodeo Queen contest, and more. Mi Ranchito in Gothenburg and North Platte. Proud supporter of community events. Dan Sanitation enjoys fireworks and picnics just as much as everyone else. But we also remember our freedom was fought for, won, and kept by a strong showing of the military. We honor our Lexington area troops. For all your residential and commercial trash hauling needs, call the folks at Dan Sanitation in Lexington.
Every stay at Mike Rotellians and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. Why, your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicroTelIn.com.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
He started this whole thing when he killed my brother.
An outlaw with no mercy.
What do you want?
I've got a score to settle.
A sheriff with nothing to lose.
He took my family. It's not fair, is it?
In the television event of the summer.
Drop your guns!
Do you have a plan?
Get the ranch ready. Make a stand.
Luke Perry, C. Thomas Howell.
Not here to negotiate!
In a Hallmark Channel original movie, A Gunfighter's Pledge, premieres this Saturday night at 9, 8 central, only on Hallmark Channel.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 91 this afternoon, and it will be breezy at times with winds from the south. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing. We'll hit a low of 67. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers and storms and a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Nicole Murrock. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
We're back to Doug and Daddy's show. Taking you into the lunch hour here. Troutman's every Tuesday. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, where we give you an opportunity to pick up a $25 gift certificate if you know the answer to our question. Great meats, great seafood. Troutman's Quality Meats, meat and cheese tray, Carry will make it for you. You want sausages? They're fresh out of the smokehouse. Carry will make it for you at Troutman's. Tuesday Troutman's trivia question is this. Colt McCoy of Texas, we just talked to Big 12 preview with Chip Brown, was third in the Big 12 conference in total offense. Name the two quarterbacks that were ahead of Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy was third. Name the other two quarterbacks that were ahead of him in the Big 12 Conference. Should be a relatively easy one, I think, when you stop and think about it. Damon, before we get out of here today, something that actually was released yesterday and we didn't get a chance to talk about it much was the APR in college sports. The APR is Academic Progress Rate, what that stands for.
Academic Progress Reports. Yep.
And it deals with kids leaving your school without graduating. That's a knock. Kids flunking out, that's a knock, obviously. Things like that. They're trying to put the student-athlete, the student before the athlete, and do some things. A couple of Big 12 teams, Orange Bowl winner Kansas, with a football APR of 919, was the only bowl championship series participant penalized. The Jayhawks lost two scholarships. Kansas State in basketball They were one of only seven teams in the six power conferences.
And now they'll get hammered for losing Beasley.
K-State, an 880, and lost one scholarship. They both drew warnings of long-term penalties. So fair or not, when you've got talented people that go on to things, you're penalized probably not for the right reason.
I know you're not allowed to say this, especially when you're a coach, but NCAA stands for no clue at all. And this is one of those times. I mean, this is somebody sitting in an office who doesn't deal with student athletes on a day-in and day-out basis, coming up with this harebrained idea of how to figure this out or how to figure that out or why this kid's not doing this. You know, baseball teams get hammered because of the draft. Basketball teams are now getting hammered because of the draft. Football teams get hammered because of the draft because, you know, guys can leave after their junior year. You know, let's face it, kids' priorities change when they get, I mean, they talk about the youth of young people, but then we want to treat them like they're making smart decisions at the, you know, and it's such a double-edged sword that it's just ridiculous. I mean, to start penalizing teams and what, there's got to be a better way for us to get the academics up to where they need to be. But on the other hand, it's seriously not that difficult. It's seriously not that difficult for these guys to get to class, to do their thing, and make some minimum strides towards graduation and doing those types of things. I think the sports that really get hammered are I mean, look, at Kansas State's going to get hit for Beasley. Memphis is going to get hit. Indiana, well, if Indiana even has a basketball program anymore. But, I mean, the APR to me makes very little sense on a practical scale.
Well,
you understand the effort.
We do have a winner on Tuesday, Troutman's Trivia. We appreciate you calling. Who's our winner?
Andrew from Kearney knew it. Graham Harrell and Chase Daniel
were leaders above Colt McCoy in total offense in the Big 12. I think a lot of times some of these mid-major schools are getting punished like a UAB or San Jose State. You know, whether that's fair or not, I don't know, because they're held to the same standards as the power conferences. Well, the argument there comes back to, well, if you're at Texas or Nebraska or Kansas, you know, even a Baylor, the academic support, we can pay to have more tutors. We got money in the coffers to pay, whereas if you're at San Jose State, UAB, things are pretty tight, and everybody's trying to do their own
Your strength coach is probably also your math tutor.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, you know algebra. Yeah, I got an A in that. Okay, tutor these three kids. What?
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. The schools with the resources have the ability, and that's the thing about the NCAA is they talk about equity, they talk about level playing field, but then their schools, you know, they talk about scholarship limits. You can look at sports across every division, Division II and Division I, the scholarship limits. Well, those are the limits, but they don't have minimums. You know, they'll tell a school what the max they can spend, but they won't tell a school, hey, if you're going to put this sport, you have to have a minimum. So, I mean, it's finances. It's like anything. Finances help you run a better – the more money you have, the better off that you can run an organization or the better resources you can have for your student-athletes to be successful. So I think the Big 12 teams actually have the opportunity – to make some changes.
Well, you got to remember, too, the budgets that allow these teams to fly in the day before the game and fly out, if you're talking football, are a heck of a lot different than traveling by bus.
Without a doubt.
And, it's something that kids can't concentrate, you know, when they're on a plane or on a bus and the noise level and whatnot. So some interesting things. And Kansas and Kansas State both hit with sanctions. Kansas State in basketball, Kansas in football. We want to thank Chip Brown, Dallas Morning News, for joining us. Talk a little Texas football on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Doug Koster for coming in today. Talk about Mr. Basketball Tournament. By the way, all those scores and rosters and all the information, you can go to MrBasketball.com. Spell out Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R Basketball.com. Also want to thank Royals pitching coach Bob McClure for joining us as well. And I want to thank you, Damon Day, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.